Don't you love the Lord this morning? Appreciate His goodness today. Amen. What a wonderful Spirit of the Lord that's been here with us since 1 Kings, the 22nd chapter this morning. I'd like to read with me 1 Kings chapter number 22. Praise God. Brother Don Rich called me this week and told me to tell everybody at Mount Zion that he really loved you all and that keep him in your prayers. His mind is getting to where he repeats himself a whole lot. He said he's not doing much preaching away. His home church is very, very good to him, and the pastor lets him preach for him a lot of times when the pastor's gone. But he told me he hadn't forgot about you all. Keep him in your prayers. Amen. Also, the 9th of October, Brother Junior Locklear here at the church will be doing his first message here. And there will be time of fellowship in the dining hall afterwards. So keep that in mind, Brother Junior. We're looking forward to that. We're looking for the Lord to anoint my brother. Give him the word of God for us. Amen. 22nd chapter, 1 Kings. And they continued 3 years without war between Syria and Israel. And it came to pass in the third year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel said unto his servants, Know ye that Ramoth Gilead is ours, and we be still, and take it not out of the hand of the king of Syria? And he said unto Jehoshaphat, Wilt thou go with me to battle to Ramoth Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, I am as thou art, my people as thy people, my horses as thy horses. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, Inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. And the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said unto them, Shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, Go up, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And Jehoshaphat said, Is not there a prophet of the Lord besides, that we might inquire of him? The king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, There is yet one man, Micah, the son of Imla, by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him. For he doth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, Let not the king say so. The king of Israel called an officer and said, Hasten hither, Micaiah, the son of Imla. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, sat each on his throne, having put on their robes in a void place in the entrance of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah, the son of Kenaiah, made him horns of iron, and said, Thus saith the Lord, With these thou shalt push the Syrians until thou hast consumed them. All the prophets prophesied, so saying, Go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand, the king's hand. And the messenger that was gone to call Micaiah spake unto him, saying, Behold now, the words of the prophets declare good unto the king, with one mouth. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good. And Micaiah said, As the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak. And he came to the king, and the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear? And he answered him, Go and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And the king said unto him, How many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord? Now, this king of Israel, I'm not through reading, but this king of Israel knowed the prophet, knew the man of God, Micaiah. He said, I hate him. He never prophesies anything good to me. Now he is hearing the words of the prophet. And the prophet says, go and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. Micaiah perceives something here. And he says to the king, how many times shall I adjure thee to tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord? Praise God. So he's saying unto Micaiah, don't tell me what I want to hear. Tell me what the Lord is telling you for me to hear. Amen. He evidently perceived here that Micaiah was not telling him what the Lord had showed him. And he said, Micaiah said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, did not I tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning me but evil? And he said, hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on the left. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on this manner. And there came forth a spirit that stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth. I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also. Go forth and do so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil concerning thee. Amen. We might be seated here this morning. We could go on and read concerning Micaiah. Amen. We find that infuriated the king that Micaiah had told him, amen, the truth. And we find that they took Micaiah off, amen, according to the scripture. The king told him, put him in prison, feed him with bread of affliction and with water of affliction until I come. Praise God. Micaiah responded concerning the king, putting this sentence upon him, amen, to put him in prison and to feed him with the bread of affliction. And Micaiah, amen, said, if thou return in peace, the Lord hath not spoken by me. Amen. We find here, amen, this morning in these verses of scripture, what stood out to me. I'd like for you to look back, amen, in these scriptures here. And the Lord said, amen, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth. I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of the prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also. Praise God. Go forth and do so. I'd like to preach this morning, if the Lord would help us for a little bit. Amen. I'd like to preach today on who hath changed your mind. Amen. Who hath changed your mind? Praise God. I'd like to tell you this morning, there is a mind changer. Amen. That's very prevalent across, amen, the land today. And I thought, amen, here, amen, we find that the prophet of Israel, he said, we can send for Micaiah, but I don't like his prophecies. I don't like what he says. He always prophesies bad concerning me, amen. And so we find, amen, the Lord said, praise God, that there was a lying spirit that stood before the Lord. Amen. We find here this lying spirit, he said, put in the mouth of all the prophets. Praise God. And this was a lying spirit, praise God, to go and persuade them, not that they would believe the truth, but that they would believe a lie. Praise God. And I felt like, amen, this morning, the Lord would help us. Praise God. There's a burden that I feel like that, amen, I've been on me for a little while about who hath changed your mind. Praise God. I believe this morning when we get saved, it's important for us, amen, to go on with God. Let the Lord establish us, amen, and get our minds settled
that we're going to serve God. Amen. We're not, amen, in this thing, praise God, just up and down and in and out, but we've got a mind that we're going to serve the Lord. If you don't have that kind of mindset this morning, you will not make the journey. Praise God. You've got to have a mind, amen, that is settled, and your mind must be made up that you're going all the way with God. There's a lot of folks this morning, amen, that seem to have started out well. Praise God. But we find somewhere, amen, their mind has been changed. We are in a society today, amen, that there is such a mentality across our land, praise God, of an evil persuasion, praise God, that's filling the minds of so many people. Amen. The church world, as we have known it through the years, their mind has been changed. There has come a strong delusion, amen, across our world. I'd have never thought that I'd have lived in the lifetime to see, amen, the churches today embracing and ordaining, praise God, a lifestyle that Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed for. Amen. Where men are allowed to marry men and women allowed to marry women. Praise God. And it be acceptable across the church world into where they're taking them in membership and in ordaining these as ministers. What a delusion, amen, that has come across our land today. Amen. There is a spirit, amen, that has come across, amen. And I feel like it is a spirit, a lying spirit, just as I have read this morning. Praise God, that people are believing, amen, that they're all right. Amen. And there's a spirit that has convinced them, amen, that they're all right. Amen. In believing a lie. And I felt, amen, the Lord would have us this morning to realize it is needful for us, praise God, to have a made-up mind and to have a settled mind. Praise God. Young folks, I want to tell you this morning, amen, it's, amen, today it's of utmost importance for you to get your foot, amen, on a solid foundation, praise God, and have your mind made up, amen, that you're going to serve God, live for God, and live by His Word. Amen. Praise God, not only for the young folks, but for all of us this morning. We need that kind of made up mind. Amen. I want to look this morning in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. Amen. Read to you, amen, verses of Scripture. Praise God. Amen. Here in, amen, chapter number 4. Praise God of 2 Corinthians. Praise the Lord. I'd like to read, amen, in verses number 3. Praise God. He said, "For if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded, amen, the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them. Amen. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ the Lord, and ourselves your servants in Christ's stead." Praise God. Amen. I thought, amen, there, amen, he said, "For the gods of this world hath blinded their mind." Amen. And then I begin to read, amen, over, amen, I'd like to read, amen, another verse of Scripture here this morning in the book of Galatians, if you'd like to turn with us, praise God, in the book of Galatians this morning. Amen. If you'll look with me in the first chapter of the book of Galatians, amen, the Apostle Paul had come and brought, amen, the truth of the gospel to the Galatians, amen. And here, amen, in the first chapter, in the sixth verse of Galatians, he said, "I marvel that ye are soon removed from him that called you unto the grace of Christ unto another gospel." Amen. which is not another, but there be some that trouble you, who would pervert the gospel of Christ. Amen. He said, but though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Amen. He didn't just stop there. Amen, brother. I want you to understand this was important to the apostle as he had laid the foundation of Christ. Amen. Unto these people, he desired for them, amen, to be steadfast. He desired for them to have a made up mind. Amen. He wanted them to be persuaded. He said, though we are an angel, preach any other gospel than that which we have preached unto you, let them be accursed. He didn't stop there. Verse number 9, read again. And he said, before, amen, so now, amen, we say again, amen, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Amen. We find this twice. Amen. In the address that the man of God, amen, is speaking unto the Galatians. Amen. Said, you know the truth. Praise God, you've been handed the truth. Amen. If anybody else come preaching to you something different, let them be accursed. I felt like God began to deal with me on who is it? Amen. What is it that hath changed our mind? Praise God, I feel this morning, church, we are a privileged people to hold the truth. We've been taught the truth. Amen, brother, it's a great treasure, amen, to know the truth of God's word. There is a, amen, warfare. There is an attack, amen, from the enemy. Hey, brother, he's a coming against the truth. Amen, the devil don't like the truth. Praise God. But I'll tell you, friend, this morning, amen, we better understand. Praise God, this is something we got a hold of. Amen, that's a priceless treasure. Amen. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth, amen, shall set you free. Praise God. The truth ain't always what you want to hear. Amen. But the truth, friend, is your life saver. The truth is what's going to take us to heaven. Hallelujah. Amen, brother. We need to embrace it. Amen. We need to love the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. The Apostle Paul warned time after and time again. Amen. He said, amen, to take heed and beware. Amen. He said, after my departure, grievous wolves shall enter in. Amen. They have a desire to pervert the word of God. They have a desire to change, amen, the truth. He said, amen, in the last days, he said, men would become to the place they will not endure the truth and sound doctrine. He said, but they shall heap unto themselves. What does that mean, Brother Smith? They shall heap unto themselves. Amen, brother, they want a lie. Amen, they'll heap it unto themselves till it drowns out the truth. Amen, they don't want to hear the truth. They will heap unto themselves teachers having itching ears, turning their ears away from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Oh, there is a warfare against the truth. Amen. But the Apostle Paul said, I am set for the defense of the gospel. Amen. I'm going to stand for the truth. Amen. We need some folks with a made up mind. We need some folks that is settled. They will not be moved from the gospel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. What is it that's changed folks' mind? Praise God. I found, amen, in the same church that Paul was addressing unto the Galatians in the 3rd chapter, the very first verse. Read it for yourself. 3rd chapter of Galatians. He said, oh, foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? Amen, that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth and crucified among you. Praise God. There is evidence that Christ has been among you. Praise God. There's no doubt about it. Amen. Why? He said he called them foolish Galatians. Amen. To let the enemy come in. Amen. And bewitch them that they should believe a lie. Amen. In the book, praise God. Amen. Of Galatians. Amen. He said there in the 5th chapter. Amen. To the same people. Praise God, the 5th chapter and the 7th verse. He said, you did run well, but who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Amen. This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. Oh, praise God, you done well. Praise God, it seemed like you run well for a while. Amen. Said, but who did hinder you? This persuasion cometh not of him who calleth you. Praise God, this didn't come from God. Amen. This didn't come from Paul. This didn't come from the holiness preachers. Praise God, this didn't come from God. This persuasion, amen, has come from the devil. This persuasion has come from hell. Amen. And this persuasion has come, amen, to remove you from the doctrine, amen, that has been delivered unto you. I feel like telling us this morning, amen, the Bible said, when a man thinketh he stand, take heed lest he fall. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Brother Mathis preached it so wonderful. Amen. If there's ever a time we need to pray, amen, brother, we need to seek God. Amen. We need to stay in the Word of God. Amen, brother, we need to stay with the Lord. The devil desires, amen, to deceive the very elect if it was possible. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm just going to tell you this morning, I believe in holiness. Glory to God. I believe it from cover to cover. Hallelujah. I tell you, sister, amen, I was raised, and you all know how I was raised. I was raised in some of the most conservative holiness you would find across the country anywhere. Glory to God. And some of it, sister, I understand was tradition. Some of it wasn't actually founded upon the Word. Amen. But I want to tell you, friend, praise God, I am grateful and thankful today. Amen. That through all of it, amen, I was handed, amen, truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm so thankful for that today. Amen. I've had to feel my way and pray and seek God. Thank God for Daddy. Thank God for Mama. Thank God for good teaching. But friend, you're going to have a persuaded, made up mind. Amen. For yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want to tell you, brother, I've never found God to lead anybody in error. God has never led nobody in the wrong direction. Amen. When you pray in with a sincere heart and you read God's Word, amen, God will show you the right path. Amen. That you need to trod. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Friend, many of you know the truth today. Amen. But you'll have to agree with me. Amen. We're fighting one of the hardest battles that we have ever fought before. Praise God, I'm not fighting against flesh and blood. But there's a persuasion that's coming from the enemy that's trying to change the minds of our people. Oh, Lamb of God, help us today to get back in the Word of God. Help us to cleave to that holy Word. He said, let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. It don't matter what you read on the internet. It don't matter what you saw on the television. Amen. It matters what thus saith the Word of God. Amen. Brother, heaven and earth will pass away, but the Word of God will endure forever. Hallelujah. We can build on this foundation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can build on that Word. I've had to come to understand, brother. Praise God. That Word, Brother Rich said so wonderful. He said, you know, when you preach the word, it don't need no props. And I believe it. He said, you know, if I preach what I think or you preach what you think, he said, why are you preaching that? You have to run over here. Amen. While it's a falling down and prop it up. He said, why are you trying to prop it up over here? He said, you look over there and it's a falling down over there. He said, you got to go over there. Amen. You got to prop it up. Amen. He said, but if you'll stay with that book, it don't need no props. It'll stand, brother, when everything else fails. Oh, hallelujah. I've had to find out, Brother Frankie. Amen. God's word, every word of God is pure. Amen. God's word is powerful. Hallelujah. And the devil hates it. The devil don't love the truth. Hallelujah. The Bible said the devil was a liar from the beginning. There is no truth found in him. But church, we hold truth this morning, and we need to embrace it with a love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I found out, brother, the real battle that's going on today. Hallelujah. A lot of folks are struggling over some battles that ain't worth fighting. It don't matter to me if you eat chocolate or not. Praise God. But it does matter to me. Amen. Whether you keeping the commandments. And it matters to God. Hallelujah. If you got a conviction on chocolate, there's nothing wrong with that. Praise God. Keep your conviction. But what I'm a fighting and what the church is a fighting against, amen, is this delusion that's coming from the world. Glory to God. Such a spirit, a lying spirit that's creeping over the church. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. He went on to say, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. A little bit, amen, of sin. Praise God. Where we're living in a time today where, amen, we're making allowances. Amen. It don't seem so detriment or so bad. Amen. But friend, a little leaven. If it's leaven, it's sin. And a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. After a while, a little sin that's led by. Amen. A little bit of sin. Amen. That's gone. Amen. Brother, without being reproved. Amen. After a while, friend, it will leaven the whole lump. Glory to God. I feel like to tell us this morning, amen, God help me. Praise God, when we begin to feel, amen, the freedom of worship, help me right here. Praise God. Sometimes I go in the house of God, amen, and I can feel as things seem to be so tight. Amen. Things seem to be bound up to where, amen, folks ain't really getting in and worshiping God. Hallelujah. Amen. Through the years of pastoring, I found out something. Praise God. A lot of times when you feel that in the house of God, it don't have to be a great thing. All it has to be is a little leaven somewhere. Praise God, a little leaven that we're overlooking. And a lot of times when I begin to feel that coldness, and I begin to feel, amen, that spirit of worship beginning to lift from among us. Amen. The Bible said where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Praise God. I begin to pray. I say, Lord, what is it? Oh, God, help me to see. Help me to understand. Hallelujah. And there's been times I've had to preach things that I wished I didn't have to preach. Amen. But I'm telling you, friend, this morning, amen, we must protect. We must guard. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord in the house of God. Amen. I have seen it in times, brother, when I preached and it felt like I was preaching, amen, against a brick wall. Amen. It seemed like I was struggling so hard. Amen, brother. The devil don't like the truth. Amen. But I felt like, amen, I can tell you from experience, I know what I'm talking about. Amen. When I come against that spirit and I preach, to have a pat on the back and good words. I'm going to tell you, there are times, amen, you don't understand what sometimes a man of God, amen. Praise God. You go home, Brother Frankie, and I know what it is to toss and tumble and worry and stress and fret. Praise God, and you don't get no rest at night. And amen, people come up before your mind, and you, praise God, and you realize and understand you're dealing with things that you need the help of God with. And Sister Martha Jane, it's a whole lot easier sometimes, amen, just to kind of turn a blind eye to that. Amen, just leave it alone and go on. Praise God, go on with it. Praise God. But there, I'm telling you, church, amen, God don't want sin. Praise God, hallelujah, to be left unturned. Hallelujah. Amen, sister, we have to declare the truth. Praise God, the devil would like to change my mind. Glory to God, glory to God. I said the devil would like to change my mind. But I thought, sister, when he comes and knocking, trying to show me an easier way, praise God, I do like my daddy told me. He said, son, every time I open up the book, it still reads the same way. It still says the same thing. It don't change. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I'm glad in an ever-changing world, amen, that we got a God that will never change. And his word is sovereign. His word, hallelujah. Amen, brother, it's forever settled. Amen. And if you'll abide in the word of God, friend, amen, you can stand in the midst of all that's going on, and you can stand for the truth, hallelujah, and the Lord will stand by you, and the Lord will help you, and the power of God will be with us, but we've got to keep the truth, amen. Glory to God. God bless you, Sister Thomas. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. You believe in wholeness, don't you, sister? Glory to God. Amen. Young folks, you get a look at this right here. One of these sisters believes in holiness. Praise God. Hallelujah. How old are you, sister? Amen. 89 years old. Praise God. It's kept you all these years, ain't it, sister? Well, glory to God. I believe, brother, you can get a hold of something. Amen. While the world is trying to change your mind, you can stand steadfast in the faith, unmovable, ever abounding in the work of the Lord. Oh, Lamb of God, give us a made up mind. Help us to stand fast on the word of God. He can change your mind. He'll do it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'm going to play the music one more time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Naomi said to Ruth, Ruth, amen, said your sister's gone back. Amen, said go back to your parents. Go back to your God. Go back to your people. Amen, I'm telling you, friend, glory to God. Daniel, amen, if you pray to any other God, amen, you're going to be thrown into that den of lions. I'm preaching to you about a people that we read in the word of God. Their mind would not change. They had a mind made up to serve the Lord. But brothers and sisters, in these last days, we're going to have a made up mind. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Ghost. Some of you is listening to the music. Holy, holy. You just as well go ahead and not even play that music, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said. Amen. You can play it if you want to. Our minds is made up. Glory to God. But I found out where they went ahead and played the music anyway. Glory to God. The devil don't quit. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil's a playing that music. Hallelujah. He says, if I can play it long enough,
praise God. Amen. I'll somehow or another, amen, get in their mind to change their mind. Oh, hallelujah. God got to dealing with me about this message as my son began to tell me, Daddy, what is the mark of the beast? He asked me that this week, 11 years old, raised in the Holiest Church. What is the mark of the beast? And I told him, I said, son, if God don't come, there will come a day when there will be a decision every saint of God's going to have to make. We're going to have to love God more than we do anything else. When that mark is commanded that we take and we'll not be able to buy nor sell. Hallelujah. When that time comes and you don't take that mark and you're tagged as a terrorist. Praise God. I want to tell you something. Amen. You're going to have a mind like Ruth said. Entreat me not to leave thee. Amen. The Bible said, for she was steadfastly minded to go with her mother-in-law. She said, your God's going to be my God. Your people's going to be my people. Where you're dead, that's where I'm going to die. I've got my mind made up. I'm going all the way with God. Oh, hallelujah. Tell me what you please, friend. Glory to God, the music's playing. Hallelujah. A persuasion. I feel that persuasion. Glory to God, that would turn us away. Amen. From the right path. Glory to God. Young folks, you hear me good. Glory to God. I'm preaching to you as best as I know how this morning. With as much wisdom as I know. Some of our young folks say, I don't want to look like grandma. Praise God. I'm not telling you got to put on a homemade dress. But I am telling you, you're going to have to dress holy. Glory to God, as becometh godly. Praise God, if you're going to get to heaven. Hallelujah. You can't lift that music. You can't lift the trends and the fads of this world. Amen. Convince you to turn away from that is right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just cause it's the fad. Don't change God's word. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there is a desensitizing spirit, amen, that is coming over the church today. The Bible said, cause the gods of this world hath blinded their mind. Hallelujah. Don't fall out with me this morning. I just left from a few days of vacation down, praise God, North Myrtle Beach, but I didn't go out on the beach until after it was dark. Praise God. Amen. But I walked through that outlets, and I seen Aeropostale. I seen Rue 21. I seen, praise God, Tommy Hilfiger. And I walked through there. I said, a few years ago, this wasn't even available. Praise God. Now, you can just walk through there, and you can pick out any kind of fashion that you want. I mean, it's just right there. Glory to God. A few years ago, it wasn't available. Now, I ain't telling you it's a sin to go into Aeropostale. I ain't telling you it's a sin to go into Rue 21. But I'm telling you, when you walk in there, you let the Holy Ghost go with you. Oh, Lamb of God. When you walk in there, you let that sanctifying power guide you. Amen. Hallelujah. When you begin to flip through those racks of those clothes. Amen, brother. You let the Spirit of the Lord go with you. Amen. Hallelujah. If it's too short, leave it hanging there. If it's too low, leave it hanging there. Praise God. Men, I said men, amen, if it's too tight, let it stay there. Holy Ghost, if you don't help me this morning, amen, I'm going to help God help us today, amen, to preach to somebody. What is it that's a change in your mind? What is it that's a cause in your mind to be changed? Hallelujah, there he is. The Bible said the gods of this world
hath blinded their mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I mean, there's little old sly things the devils are trying to change our minds about. I still preach it wrong to wear your dresses with a split. Hallelujah. Fall out with me if you want to. Don't matter to me if it's on the side, the back, or front. But I've noticed, glory to God, help me, Holy Ghost. You fixing to hear something a holiness preacher you don't hear much say. I'd almost rather see a long dress, way down long, that's got a split in it, to see some of these dresses that's so short, they've come slam up to the knees. You just as well go ahead and put on. Glory to God. I'm not preaching to the lost. I'm preaching to the church. Praise God. We get where we need to be. I might be able to preach to the lost a little bit. And I've noticed there's a changing force. Glory to God. We don't go along with splits up their dresses. But I've noticed, praise God, and see, the Lord calls me to have an eye to be able to see. He said, I've set you as a watchman to watch. And it don't make me no difference if it's my wife or my daughter to who it is. But I've noticed these hemlines, they're starting to look like this. All the way around. Praise God. Amen. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Instead of having a hemline to go straight around. Amen. Their hemlines is a doing like this all the way around. Praise God. You know what that is? That ain't nothing but a trick to get around the split. Hallelujah. I said you ain't going to hear much preaching like this. Praise God. But there's a persuasion. Amen. That's a coming in the church. But I tell you this morning, God wants us to have a mind that will not change with every wind that blows against us. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God help us. Amen, Lord. Amen. I told somebody the other day, and I meant what I said. I said, you hear me good. I never plan to conform to your compromise movement. If anybody's going to move, amen, brother, you're going to move up to a standard of holiness where God wants you to be, friend. God's word don't move. God's power don't move. Hallelujah. And God's men don't move. I don't want God to put no lying spirit on me. Glory to God. The man of Israel said, ho, you said to go and I'd prosper. But I want you to tell me the whole truth. He said, I seen Israel at Ramoth Gilead spread out dead across the valley. Praise God. That's what really the Lord showed me. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you know what? Praise God. They'd have been a whole lot better off to have listened to the real vision that God showed the man of God. Amen. But instead of listening, I mean, the man asked for it, did he not? He said, tell me the whole truth. The prophet of God told him the whole truth, and he still got mad at him. It don't matter either way I go sometimes. Amen. I'm going to catch it either way. Amen. But if I'll stand on the word of God, if I'll live the word of God, hallelujah, friend. Amen. I believe the Lord will stand by us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, I love that right there. I do. I'm like any other human. I like it. I like to please people. I like to make people happy. Glory to God. But I'm going to tell you, friend, God called us to tell you, hallelujah, don't change your mind.
Sister Alice, if God showed it to you 30 years ago and God showed it to you, hold on to it. Hallelujah. Now, I've got sense enough to know, praise God, sometimes man will put things on you. Amen. And sometimes you'll take on things because man said so. Mistake. You better take it on because thus saith the Lord. If the Lord says it, you better stick with it. Don't change your mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Stand steadfast, unmovable. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sister Annabelle Tindall, I went to her house the other day. She's getting so feeble in her body. And I'd like to say to the church folks, she wants us to come tomorrow night, Sister Flossie, if we can go and have a house service with her. Praise God. She got so feeble, she told me. She's got it in her mind. She said, Lester got so weak before he died. She said he just kept getting weaker and weaker and weaker. She said, the same thing's happening to me. And she said, and he had problems with his stomach so bad. She said, the same thing's happening to me. And she's got dementia, and she's got it in her mind that she's got the same thing that Lester had. Amen. She's now walking with a walker. She's getting real feeble. Praise God. I was over there the other day, and the Holy Ghost moved on that saint of God. And you know what she told me? She said, Brother Andrew, I'm just going to tell you. She said, I ain't never picked up one thing yet that I laid down for Jesus. Praise God. She said, I'm still holding on. I hadn't picked. She said, I don't know of a thing I picked up. She wants to keep that integrity until she crosses over. Praise God. I'll tell you, church, let's keep that kind of mind. Amen. Don't let nothing change it. Hold fast to the word. Stand with me all over the house. I'd like to preach to you right on a while. Amen. And I know we got the service a little late this morning. Hallelujah. I look across Mount Zion this morning, and I am thankful for a wholeness people. I'm thankful for people that fears God. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you something, elders. Hear me good. Young folks, I'm not against you this morning. I love you. I love you. But I'm just going to tell you something. I have felt for a while that some of our youth would like to see a change in some of the ways that our church believes. And I'm just going to be honest with you this morning. As your pastor, I love you. But Brother Andrew, don't plan on changing none. Amen. As far as when it comes to that book right there. Amen. Elders and young folks, you better hear me good now this morning. You better be careful what you say about some of these elders of God. These elders have been in this thing a long time. They've went through a lot of battles, and they went through a lot of things that you ain't went through with. And God's brought them through. And I want to tell you, elders, don't change. You might get name called. They might look at you sometimes with weird looks. Don't change. Keep your integrity with God. I ain't telling you to be mean. Be sweet. But keep your standard with God. Because if you change, what's going to happen to the next generation that comes along? Young folks, you might say, Brother Andrew, I don't like what you're saying this morning. 30 years from the day, you'll look back and you'll say, I'm glad that they stood for what they stood for. My mom and daddy raised me so strict, brother, they didn't even put the beans on the counter to let the sun warm them up on Sunday. That's how strict I was. We raked the grease off the top of the bean. Daddy wouldn't let no heat get on our food on Sunday. That's how strict I was. I'm not making fun of daddy. Praise God. But I want to tell you, I wouldn't trade for the way that I was raised. Praise God for nothing in the world. Now, I don't do everything that daddy done. But I had a daddy that feared God. I had a daddy that wouldn't budge. Brother Frankie was bragging on his daddy this morning. A daddy that stood Hey, brother, if the Methodist folks can stand, how about us Holiness folks? Glory to God, glory to God. We are to be able to stand. Lift your hands toward heaven this morning. Let's bless the Lord all over the sanctuary this morning. Father, we appreciate you, God, this morning. Oh, Lamb of God, help us today, Lord. God, keep us. Help us, God, to be steadfast, unmovable. Help us, God, this morning to be resolved. We're going to serve Jesus to the end. Oh, glory. I thank you, God, this morning, Jesus. Amen. For that spirit that you have given us, the Holy Ghost, God. Amen. That will keep us and preserve us until the end. Amen. Love you this morning. Appreciate each one of you today. God bless you. Amen. Thank you for being in the house of God. Amen. Hold fast your testimony with the Lord. Amen. Love one another. You may be dismissed at this time. God bless you this morning.